الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Amir of Ahl Sunnah's Umrah and Visit to Medina 2022. Dua of the Amir of Ahl Sunnah's Successor. O Allah, whosoever reads or listens to the 24-page booklet, The Amir of Ahl Sunnah's Umrah and Visit to Medina 2022, allow them to visit the Haramain, allow them to see the Kaaba and city of Medina time and time again, and forgive them without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The leading hadith scholar, Shaykh Abdul Haq Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi said, whenever my murshid, Shaykh Abdul Wahhab Muttaqi rahmatullahi alayhi would depart from Medina, he would say, during the Hajj journey, there is no greater dua after the obligatory than Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Spend all your time in this and dye yourself in the color of Salat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The virtue of Umrah. O devotees of the Messenger, Umrah is a distinguished act of worship and a sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who in his blessed observable lifetime performed it four times alongside one Hajj. The literal meaning of Umrah is visiting or beholding. Its definition, according to Sharia, is visiting the house of Allah whilst adhering to specified conditions. What can be said regarding the virtues of this auspicious deed? A hadith in Sahih Bukhari explains, one Umrah to another is expiation for the sins between them. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayh writes in commentary of this hadith, the scholars mention the minor sins committed between two umrahs are forgiven. Let us now move on to discussing the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's Umrah journey. The leader of Ahlus Sunnah's journey from Dubai to Jeddah. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah set off on his journey to Medina from his place of stay in the UAE. He initially headed to Jeddah with the Central Executive Committee head, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Haji Ali Raza, and the latter's son Hassan Raza. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's son, Al-Haj Ubaid Raza Attari Madani, Mudda Zillul Ha'ali, had already arrived in Arabia with his honorable mother and family. On the 20th of Rabiul Akhir, 1444 AH, according to Tuesday, the 15th of November, 2022, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah then began his journey to Mecca to perform Umrah. Performing Umrah in advanced age. The leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Damad Barakatum Al-Aliya, was born on the 26th of Ramadan, 1369 AH, according to Wednesday, the 12th of July, 1950, in accordance with the Hijri calendar. He is around 74 years of age. The weakness and frailty generally found in people of this age is commonly understood. Even a seemingly easy task like wudu can become difficult. And for a person of this age to get by without the support of a walking stick is a great bounty. A poet beautifully said, Dasto pa gosho zaban hosh mein hai, karna hai jo kar le aaj hi. Meaning, one's hands and body begin to tremble with weakness in old age, along with the tongue beginning to stumble in speech and hearing faculties diminishing, whilst one has their hands is an entire body in their control during their youth, they should utilize this in performing good deeds. Worship in your youth. Take advantage of the bounty of youth by spending your time worshipping and obeying Allah. Intending to worship only in old age is wishful thinking and a futile thought process. Even if one reaches old age, their hands, feet, ears, eyes and other body parts will not function as they did due to death being closer than ever. It becomes difficult to even offer salah whilst standing, never mind other acts of worship. The reviver of Islam and Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, Utarte chand, dalti chandni, jo ho sake kar le. Andhera paak aata hai, ye do din ki ujali hai. Explanation of this couplet. O young person, value your youth and worship as much as possible. For death wishes to come and you shall soon find yourself in the dark night of the grave. The light of life lasts for but a few days. It comes to an end swiftly. The desire of Attar. Dear Islamic brothers, think this over carefully. On one hand is Umrah and fulfilling all the actions that comprise it. And on the other is a 74-year-old elder of advanced age and delicate frame. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah had never used a wheelchair to perform tawaf, circumambulation of the Kaaba, and his heart did not desire for this. Instead, he yearned for the joy of making tawaf of the Kaaba on his own two feet. He drank Zamzam water and made dua a handful of times for the fulfillment of this heartfelt wish. Once when departing from Jeddah to Mecca, and a second time in Masjid al-Haram before Tawaf itself. Allah showered such mercy upon His righteous servant that the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah did not require a wheelchair to complete both his Tawaf and Sa'y. In fact, he was blessed to the extent he was able to perform these rites with the same wudu. In gratitude for this bounty, his heart and body fell into prostration thereafter. A dua made after drinking Zamzam is very close to acceptance. Imam Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, It is recommended for he who intends to drink Zamzam while seeking forgiveness or cure from illnesses, etc., to face the Qibla, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and supplicate. O Allah, a hadith has been conveyed to me in which your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Zamzam is for the purpose it is drunk. He should then make dua like this. For example, O Allah, I am drinking this so that you forgive me. Or, O Allah, I am drinking this so I may attain cure from my illness. So grant me cure. And the likes of this. He should make dua in this manner as per his needs. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Visiting Masjid al-Haram and the Kaaba. Umrah was to take place on the 20th of Rabiul Akhir 1444 AH, Tuesday 15th of November 2022. Having worn ihram and made intention, the group departed for Makkah whilst reciting Talbiyyah, i.e. Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaika la sharika laka Labbaik, Inna alhamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. After arriving at their hotel in Mecca and resting for a short time, they left for Masjid al-Haram. When the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah stepped into the Masjid with his right foot, he recited Nawaitu Sunnat al-I'tikaf aloud, perhaps to remind those around him to do the same. The group advanced towards the Kaaba, and as they reached the area in which Tawaf is conducted, they found an awe-inspiring sight before them. The Kaaba was now directly in front of them, and its beauty clearly visible, without any obstruction. Eyes brimful with tears, they raised their hands and began a series of du'as and pleas in the court of Allah. Tawaf of the Kaaba and Istilam of the Black Stone. After remaining in this state of elation for some time, the Amir of Ahlu Sunnah proceeded towards making Tawaf of the Kaaba. Before beginning this, he first drank Zamzam water in 3 breaths, performed Ittiba. This is to take the cloth, pass it under the armpit of the right arm, and place both of its ends on the left shoulder in such a manner that leaves the right shoulder exposed. Recited Bismillahi Allahu Akbar, and also conducted Istilam. In Rafiqul Mu'tamirin, if possible, place both palms on the black stone and kiss it by placing your mouth between your palms, doing so without producing a sound. If it is not possible to do this due to a crowd, then do not cause harm to others nor force yourself into the crowd. Rather, you should point towards it with your hands and then kiss your hands. It is still a great privilege for you to be able to gaze upon a place upon which the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam placed his blessed mouth, kissing the black stone, or kissing a stick or the hands after having touched the black stone with them, or kissing the hands after having indicated towards it, is known as Istilam, of the black stone 3 times. He also undertook a Ramal, meaning to move quickly by taking short steps and whilst moving the shoulders, just as strong and courageous people walk. In the first 3 rounds of Tawaf, during this time, he made many du'as and recited salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with tearful eyes, particularly asking to leave this world with his faith intact. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a sight and moment it would have been to behold a righteous servant of Allah performing tawaf of his sanctified house. Maqam-e Ibrahim. After performing 7 rounds of tawaf, it is wajib for the one performing Umrah to offer 2 units of salah near Maqam-e Ibrahim if there is space. Otherwise, he may offer it anywhere he finds space within Masjid al-Haram, provided it is not a makruh time. Having offered the salah of tawaf, the Amir of Ahlu Sunnah read a particular dua near Maqam-e Ibrahim. This dua is mentioned on page 63 of Rafiqul Mu'tamirin. At Multazam, it is sunnah to go to the Multazam. This is the area between the Kaaba door and black stone. After offering the salah of tawaf, explaining the method of presenting oneself thereupon, the Amir of Ahlu Sunnah said to those performing Umrah in his company, "We must present ourselves in direct line with the Multazam, as the door and cover of the Kaaba are profusely perfumed and someone in the state of Ihram must avoid perfume, refrain from coming into contact with it." The Amir of Ahlu Sunnah remained here for as long as Allah willed and made dua in his heart with utmost humility. He made dua again after drinking Zamzam and then set off for Safa and Marwa to perform Say. Say and Halq. It is liked, i.e. mustahab, to offer 2 units of Salah after performing the 7 circuits of Say. After offering this Salah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah exited Masjid al-Haram. As he headed back to his hotel, he passed by the sanctified place in which the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born. Burgeoning with love and devotion, he raised his hands in its direction and kissed them. Arriving back at his hotel, an Islamic brother was already waiting to carry out halq for him. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah then mentioned some Madani pearls of wisdom regarding this and had halq performed, thus completing his umrah. Alhamdulillah. Expiation for every wuzu. Dear Islamic brothers, it is incumbent upon someone in the state of ihram to learn necessary rulings pertaining to it. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah gives Sadaqah al-Fitr in the way of Allah as a precautionary measure whenever performing wuzu in the state of ihram during Hajj or Umrah. This serves as an expiation for any hairs that fall from the head or beard whilst performing wuzu. During this Umrah, he performed wuzu a total of 3 times and gave 3 lots of Sadaqah al-Fitr for them. To learn necessary rulings regarding Hajj or Umrah, read the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's books Rafiq al-Haramain and Rafiq al-Mu'tamirin. These can be downloaded free of charge from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawateislami.net. Dua of Attar in Makkah for the associates of Dawat-e-Islami. Dear Islamic brothers, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah is a personality loved by all. During this blessed journey, he made dua countless times for the Ummah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as well as his murids, students, and those who love him. Here is one such dua he made after completing Umrah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. O Lord of Mustafa, accept my Umrah. O God of the Universe, I am in the sacred precincts of Makkah and the cool breeze of Haram is blowing. O Mawla, forgive the Ummah. O Allah, in particular, forgive everyone associated with Dawat-e-Islami without accountability. O Allah, be eternally pleased with all members of Dawat-e-Islami, everyone who loves Dawat-e-Islami, and with every devotee of your messenger. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A night in Makkah. O devotees of the messenger, Makkah is an ancient city of great distinction. Allah has also mentioned it in the Quran. The observable blessed lifetime of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was 63 years long, 53 of which he spent in this renowned city. After his Umrah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah spent that day and the forthcoming night in Makkah. He was set to depart for Medina at 8 a.m. the next day via train. Having dinner late at night, he then went into the streets of Makkah, walking for a short while in order to take in its blessings. Even during this time, he maintained his well-wishing and sympathy for others. In order to bring happiness to other Islamic brothers, he sent them video and audio messages conveying Madani pearls of knowledge and making dua for them. An Islamic brother from Karachi, Pakistan, was due to undergo an operation, and the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah expressed his support for him in the following way. Alhamdulillah, it is around 4:30 a.m. and I am walking through the streets of Makkah. I have had the honor of performing Umrah. May Allah grant you cure through the blessings of Makkah, and may your operation be successful without any side effects. Stay hopeful, things will improve, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. We will soon arrive in Medina. The head of Dawat-e-Islami Central Executive Committee, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari Muddazilul Ali, mentions the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's jubilance after performing Umrah in the following words. My hotel room in Makkah was next to his. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah exited his room 2 or 3 times, and instead of returning to his own room, he entered mine. As we were due to undertake a blessed journey to Medina the next morning, there was a joyful atmosphere in the air. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, the great devotee of Medina, was reciting various couplets of poetry whilst engrossed in thoughts of the holy city. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. If one has not seen Medina, then he has seen nothing. By the boundless grace of Allah, the days of bliss had begun. The joyous moments of visiting the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had arrived. If you wish to see the euphoric state of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and a display of his love for Medina 2 hours prior to departing for the blessed city, click on the link below. One shall see what true happiness for travelling to Medina looks like. Decorum for Medina. O devotees of the Messenger, the etiquette of visiting the sanctified resting place of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been mentioned in the Quran. The reviver of Islam and Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, writes, Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar radiyallahu anhu once came across a person raising their voice before the resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, do you raise your voice above the Prophet's voice? He then recited this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad. Adab ga'ist zere asama az arsh nazuk tar. Nafs gham qarda mi ayad Junaid ba Yazid e jaan. Meaning, there is an august and grand court beneath the heavens whose protocol is more sensitive than the arsh, where great saints like Junaid Baghdadi and Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhima dare not even breathe loudly. Dear Islamic brothers, if we were to mention accounts detailing the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's respect and etiquette for Medina, it would become an entire book. There were also some children present in his group. Before the journey began, he advised them regarding the etiquette of visiting Medina, which has been presented below with minor amendments. This contains a lesson particularly for parents who take their young children with them that do not yet have an understanding of Masjid al-Haram, Medina al-Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi and other sacred sites. Before taking your children to these blessed places, be sure to inform them of the required etiquette so that the honor and esteem of these holy places becomes rooted within the hearts from a young age. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnahs advised to the children traveling with him, "Dear children, we are about to begin our journey to Medina. Once we sit in the train, observe Qufle Medina. This means we must not speak unnecessarily, joke around, laugh, etc. If you have something important to say, kindly speak with your father. We must not keep asking questions like, 'Where are we now?' or 'How long will it take?' This is because the journey to Medina is only full of joy. Recite Naat, send Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and make Dhikr of Allah. When in Medina, we must not put things down with force. We should place them gently so that no sound is produced. If we can cry in love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then by Allah, this is an immense bounty. May Allah grant us true decorum for the city of Medina. May He grant us martyrdom in the cool shade of the green dome, whilst beholding His beloved and reciting the kalima. May He allow us to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." The journey to Medina begins. The journey from Makkah to Medina then commenced. This journey of around 2.5 hours became enveloped in a passionate, emotional atmosphere of Naat poetry, and the train arrived in seemingly no time. Everyone stood out of love and began to present their salam in the prophetic court. An Arab man was observing this from a distance and recorded this beautiful scene on his phone. The train stopped at the railway station of Medina, and the group then departed for their hotel, so they may present the devotion-filled salam in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. First visitation to the prophetic court. The night then arrived in which a true devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was to see his beloved master. Having worn new clothes and applied kohl from the dust of Medina to his eyes, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah began reciting couplets expressing his sentiments and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The group slowly made their way towards Masjid al-Nabawi. As they neared the masjid, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's successor, Haji Ubaid Raza Attari Muddazilul Ali, recited a couplet describing how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam means everything to them. This caused tears to begin flowing. With their hands folded in respect, they drew closer to resting place of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whilst reciting, "Ya Rasulullah, unzur halana. Ya Habib Allah, isma' qalana. Innani fi bahri hammin mughraqun. Khuz yadi sahhilana ashkalana." The Miraj of Medina's devotee had arrived, and before him was the beautiful green dome atop the resting place of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As soon as his eyes fell upon this, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah began to present salam in the following words. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka ya Shafi' al-Mudnibin. As-salamu alayka ya Siraj al-Salikin. As-salamu alayka ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin. As he wept, he would go between reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and humbly asking for intercession. As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I ask you for your intercession. He continued to stand and respectfully present his salam like this from a distance for some time. Haji Ubaid Raza Attari continued reciting poetry, stoking the flame of love even higher. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah then returned to his car whilst walking backwards, for if turning one's back to the Kaaba is against proper etiquette, how can one turn their back to the Kaaba's Kaaba? Visiting the shrine of Sayyiduna Hamza. After visiting the prophetic court, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah visited the shrine of the leading martyr, Sayyiduna Hamza, and other martyrs of Uhud alayhimur ridwan. Their shrines are located in close proximity to Mount Uhud. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah performed Fatiha thereupon and then met the devotees of the Messenger who were present, visiting Masjid al-Nabawi. The next morning, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah presented himself in Masjid al-Nabawi. Taking care to walk gently, he recited couplets penned by Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh and others written by the latter's brother Mawlana Hassan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh. He then offered Salatul Duha in a place from which the green dome was clearly visible. Alhamdulillah, these are the priceless moments of life and times of joy, with the mercy of Allah showering down. With passion and devotion, he presented salat and salam in the prophetic court for some time, and whenever his gaze would fall upon the green dome, he would lower his head and fold his hands respectfully. One can only wonder of the pleas that this true devotee made in the prophetic court within his heart. On the return journey, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's successor recited couplets from a poem which asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for his mercy and grace. Their hearts were already overwhelmed with love, and these couplets, seeking aid from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, only intensified this. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah began to weep loudly and exclaimed, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, do not allow me to return covered in sins. Ask your Lord to forgive me and allow me to be your neighbor in paradise. The cup of life is almost full. Old age is also at its height, and I am unable to perform good deeds. If you were to not take care of me then, departing from Medina. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, do not ask regarding the state of those leaving Medina, as parting from this city is most painful. I have observed people clinging to the threshold of Masjid al-Nabawi and sobbing. Final night in Medina. After a brief stay of 36 hours in Medina, the time to part had arrived. the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, wrote the following words to a member of the Central Executive Committee, Al-Hajj Sayyid Ibrahim Shah Muddazilul Ali. Perhaps I will depart from Medina around 4.5 hours after writing this, 21st Rabiul Akhir, 1444 AH, 17th of November, 2022. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The farewell visit. The night of bidding farewell to Medina arrived. After presenting salam in the prophetic court, the group was set to leave the city of the beloved. In this day and age, if one wishes to see the state of a true devotee whilst leaving the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, behold how the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah did so. Those who watch these emotional scenes will be moved to tears themselves. In tears, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah exited his room and entered the lift, kissing the walls and doors as he passed. He clung to the walls of the lift and began to cry intensely. In this state, he exited the lift and sat in the car. He continued to weep on the main road facing Jannat al-Baqi as he gazed upon the green dome. After sending salat upon the Prophet, the time of departure finally arrived. He cried so intensely that those in his company were also unable to control their emotions. Then an Islamic brother went forward, took hold of him and seated him in the car. As the car began moving away from Masjid al-Nabawi, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah gazed upon the dome and minarets of the Masjid with tears in his eyes. He then suddenly exclaimed, "I can no longer see the dome." Hearing this, those around him shed tears uncontrollably. Tear-inducing words. In lament, longing and sadness, he then said, "Farewell, O Messenger of Allah. Farewell, O Messenger of Allah. We are leaving Medina, my master. Please call us again and again. Bless us and do not leave us deprived of your intercession. Be pleased with us forever and ask your Lord to forgive us. O Messenger of Allah, may there be good for the entire Ummah, for the sake of your princes and for the sake of your Ahlul Bayt and companions. I request your intercession in particular for every member of Dawat-e-Islami. O Messenger of Allah, have mercy on us and grant us the blessings of your intercession. As-saluka shafata ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." From Medina to Jeddah. The return journey from Medina to Jeddah was via train. Listening to farewell poems for almost the entire time, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah was in a state of lament due to being separated from Medina. Expressing his anguish to a Madani Islamic brother, he wrote, "Medina has become hidden from our sight. The train is pulling us ever further away. We will then arrive in Jeddah and then." During his final moments in the blessed lands of Arabia, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah recited his own poetry and ultimately bade farewell. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, during various points throughout this blessed journey, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah wrote messages to Islamic brothers, reading them envelopes one in thoughts and memories of Medina. To watch videos of the written messages of the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, click on this link. To watch videos of the complete journey to Medina, click on this link. To watch the delightful scenes before departing for Medina, click on this link. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.